Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And I want to answer a question that I see a lot of people ask on the posts. They're always asking me, does the narcissist see themselves as a narcissist? In other words, does the narcissist know that they're a narcissist? And it's like this, you guys, okay? A narcissist doesn't necessarily consider themselves a narcissist. They know what they're doing. They're aware of the fact that they're lying and they're manipulating and they're trying to get over on you. That they most definitely are aware of. But a narcissist most times will never want to be referred to or looked at as a narcissist. See, they don't really, you know, they don't look at themselves like, oh, I'm a narcissist, because narcissist has a negative connotation associated with the name narcissist. So a narcissist doesn't want to be looked at as somebody, you know, in a negative light. The only time somebody would want to be, you know, looked at as a narcissist is if they were getting something out of it. If they were getting money out of it, or they were getting notoriety out of it, or they looked at it as something that should be, you know, looked at as, you know, somebody smart or praiseworthy or something like that. That's the only time a narcissist would acknowledge that they're a narcissist, is if they're getting some kind, they're getting something out of it, okay? Something out of it, which is usually money, okay? Or it could be, you know, they think they're looking at it as, oh, you know, narcissists are smart or narcissists are clever. But in general, most narcissists will not want to be referred to as a narcissist. That's why if you ever call a narcissist out and you say, oh, you're a narcissist, they are going to flip out on you, and they're going to totally put it back on you and flip the blame and say, no, you're the narcissist. You're the one with the problem. You're the selfish one. You're self-centered. You know, it's all about you. Why don't you take a look in the mirror? All right. So generally, a narcissist doesn't want to be looked at as a narcissist unless there's something to be gained by it, something financial, or again, some, you know, some notoriety associated with it. But if they're not looking for those kind of, you know, things, they don't want to be looked at as a narcissist because most people think of narcissists in a negative light, okay? So the one thing that you have to think about, okay, they don't consider themselves necessarily narcissists, but what they do think of themselves as somebody who's clever, somebody who knows the game. See, with a narcissist, it's all about game. They play game. They're all about games and mind games and getting over. So they, you know, they look at themselves as somebody that is very, very clever. They're smarter than you. They know everything. You don't. You're stupid. You're naive. You're a sucker, and they know better than you, okay? So that's how they look at themselves, but they don't look at it like, oh, I'm a narcissist and I have a mental disorder and everything like that. No, that's not how they look at it. They look at it like, you know what? I'm smarter than you because you don't know what the game is. You don't, you know, you're a sucker that wears your heart on a sleeve and you show your hand, and that's why you're going to get burned and get walked all over by people because you don't know the game. But I know the game because I've been around the block and I've been hurt, so I'm never going to let somebody hurt me, okay? That's how they look at themselves. Not, oh, I'm a narcissist and I have a mental disorder and there's something wrong with me. They look at themselves as, I'm very clever and I know how to get what I want. And if I don't do it, somebody else will do it. And this is my way of, you know, survival. This is how I survive. If I can get over, I'm going to get over. And if you don't do that, you're stupid. Okay. That's how they look at it. Like, you know, if you're not getting over on somebody, then you're an idiot because you could be getting some kind of benefit. Whether it's sex, whether it's money, whether it's a place to live. So they feel, you know what? I'm so smart, I can manipulate people and get these things for free without having to really work for it because I know the game. And what I'll do is I'll just play these naive people that don't realize that I'm manipulating them. All I need to do is butter them up. All I need to do is love bomb them. Because they're looking at you as a sucker that's looking for love. See, a narcissist is not looking for love. A narcissist puts their value on material things and praise. Those are the two important things to a narcissist is, you know, money, you know, valuable possessions, and having their ego flattered and feeling like they're special and they're terrific, okay? And by them having these material things, boosts up their ego, like they feel like they're something, they're better than you because they drive a Mercedes or they drive a fancy car. People look at them like they're somebody. It makes them feel good. They're not going to be happy in, let's say, a Toyota Corolla, okay? They want people to look at them and say, ooh, wow, you really got it together. You must be a somebody. You must be a somebody. You must be really smart. You must be really successful. Look at the car you're driving or look at the house you live in. Wow. You know, they want to be admired by people. And by getting these material possessions, people, they feel that people will look at them a certain way. And some people do look at people that have things in a certain light. People that have more money or have more things are definitely treated differently than people that don't have it. There's a lot of people that put value on material possessions in you know, evaluating what a person is. They look at it like, oh, you must be successful. Oh, you must be smart. You know, they look up to things like that. And they don't really value so much whether somebody has a good heart, okay? But the point in all this is this, you guys. Narcissists can't deal with shame, all right? So for people to call them a narcissist, they can't handle it. And they'll never acknowledge it because they can't self-reflect and see that there's a problem with them. They know that they're lying because they have to hide certain things. So that shows you the fact that they have to hide things. They know they're lying. And the other way you know that they're aware is that they treat people differently. They lie to certain people, and some people they don't have to lie to, okay? It depends on what they're after. You know, they lie, like a lot of people say to me, well, why does the narcissist feel like they always have to lie? Well, if they were honest with you, would you still be with them? Probably not, because they'd be breaking your boundaries. You wouldn't want them talking to people on the side. They're not going to be honest with you and say, oh, you know, I'm in a relationship with you, but I still talk to people in inbox and everything like that, because they know that you're not going to stick around. So they tell you what you want to hear because they want to keep you around. And I get people that say, well, if they really don't love me and they're not into me, why do they even bother with me? Why do they even contact me? If they're not so into me, why do they even bother to keep me around? Because you are serving some kind of purpose or supply to that narcissist. It's not necessarily a love supply. It's the fact that maybe you're giving them sex. Maybe it's a money thing. Maybe you're a backup plan when their other supply isn't working out, then they'll bounce to you and they could fill in their day in seeing you, or they use you for attention. They like the fact that you're there. You're another validation just by the fact that you're even getting on the phone with them shows them that you like them, okay? So they're getting some kind of something out of you, and it's up to you to figure out what you're offering this narcissist. Now, if you're not giving them sex and you're not giving them money and they really don't seem like they're all into you, they could just, you know, be using you just to have somebody to talk to. A lot of them will use you just as a therapist, okay? They'll call you from their job, or they'll call you when they're bored driving in the car, and you're basically just a filler in the day for them, you know, somebody to chit-chat with. See, narcissists love to chit-chat with people. They don't like to be alone and sitting there by themselves. Most of the time, they don't, okay? They like to know that there's a lot of people around. You know, it makes them feel like they're not alone. See, narcissists hate being alone. They have this fear of abandonment, because they have this loneliness inside them and this empty hole inside them. They always want to know that somebody's around, somebody's there. But the difference between you and the narcissist is you're looking at it like, well, if somebody doesn't want to be in a relationship with me 100%, you know, I wouldn't even bother with them. Well, the narcissist would bother with you even though they're not in the relationship 100%. They'll tell you they are, but they're bothering with you because, like I said, they are getting something from you, even if it's just attention or ego petting. Just the fact that you get on the phone with that narcissist and you're talking to them, you are feeding the narcissist. They know that you are giving them your time and your attention, and that feeds the narcissist and feeds their ego. Okay, this is what a lot of people forget, because people think, oh, you know, well, they're not after money, they're not after sex, they must really like me if they're not after money or sex. No, they could just be using you to, you know, like I said, you're feeding their ego. You're somebody that's there. You're a backup supply when they're not, you know, when they have nobody else around, or, you know, their other supply is not available. So it's like this, you guys. Again, understand this. Narcissists want to be looked at in, you know, they want to be looked at as somebody to be praised, somebody that people admire, somebody that people looked up to. They want to feel like they are a somebody. They're a somebody. Because of that childhood trauma, or the fact that they didn't have boundaries as a spoiled child or entitled child, they want to feel like they're a somebody, okay? So why the hell would they ever want to be looked at as a narcissist unless they were getting money out of it somehow by being called a narcissist, or they looked at the term narcissist as, you know, that meaning that they are clever, they are smart, they are players. Oh yeah, I'm a narcissist, I'm a player, I'm this, that. That's the only way a narcissist would ever kind of, you know, want to be looked at as a narcissist, if it's something that should be admired. But most people know that, you know, if somebody is calling you a narcissist, it's a negative thing, all right? It basically, you know, if you had to sum it up, there's a lot of, you know, traits that make up what somebody is as far as narcissistic. And also keep in mind, narcissism is on a spectrum. We could all be a little narcissistic at times because we are human beings and we all sin, all right? So that means that, you know, sometimes we do things that's a little self-serving in life for ourselves, but there's a degree of empathy that people have for others, okay? You could be a little selfish at times, but you would maybe be a type of person that would never hurt anybody for your own selfish interest, or you could be somebody who's very, very narcissistic and doesn't care how you hurt somebody just so you can get whatever you can get out of them and you don't care if they get hurt, all right? That's somebody who's very, very narcissistic, all right? So in general, and I'm going to speak in general, okay, most people that are narcissistic will not really consider themselves narcissists. They'll just consider themselves as somebody who they look at themselves as, you know, person that is very clever. They think they're, you know, street smart, and they feel that they're smarter than you, but they don't look at themselves and say, you know, oh, I'm a narcissist. They just look at themselves as, I know the game and you don't, okay? I've been around and I know what's up and I know how to just tell you whatever you want to hear because you're somebody who believes words, okay? Narcissists, they actually laugh at other people that are honest. They look at other people that are honest as being a sucker. Look at you. You're a sucker. You believe everything you hear. And this is why I try to drill it into people's heads that it doesn't matter what comes out of somebody's mouth, all right? Because people lie all the time. You've got to watch their pattern of behavior over a period of time because eventually a narcissist fucks up. Okay, they could only be good for a certain amount of time, which is usually on average between 3 and 6 months, depending on what they're after. They could be good for about 3 to 6 months, and then they start to fuck up and their mask falls, and then you start to see the real wickedness in them because then they get tired of you, or they got the supply out of you, or they get bored and they want something else, or some other supply is pulling through on the side. And that's when they start to, you know, they start to smear you, put you down, criticize you because now they don't fucking care. They already have another supply lined up, so you're not so important anymore. Now you've become the old shoe, okay? Now you're the old shoe. And listen, it has nothing to do with you, all right? So don't take it personally. Remember this, a narcissist will find fault in anybody, okay? There is no pleasing the fucking narcissist. This is why they're impossible. This is why you get the fuck away from them because they don't appreciate anybody. They don't appreciate people. They don't appreciate what they have. They always want more. They're greedy and nothing is enough for the narcissist. So it's not you. It's just that that narcissist always, you know, they need an adrenaline rush for something new and exciting because they need constant pleasure because they're so unhappy and miserable and don't want to feel any kind of pain that they try to cover that up by, you know, feeling moments of pleasure. And moments of pleasure could be sexual moments of pleasure, having a lot of situationships, or it could just be having a lot of, you know, supply out there that feeds their ego and tells them how great they are and validate them and yada yada, or the flying monkeys could be validating them and making them feel like there's somebody. But the thing is, they need that constant, you know, ego petting, because you're dealing with somebody with such a fractured, low self-esteem, low ego. When you're dealing with a narcissist, the first thing that should come into your mind is they are extremely insecure people. So, you know, they always want to feel like they're important. And in order for them to feel they're important, they feel the need to put you down because that lifts themselves up. They're the authority on things. You don't know what you're talking about. If something goes wrong, it's your fault. It's not my fault because I don't want to deal with shame. So I'm going to put it on you. What's the greatest defense of a narcissist? It's an offense. And that means that they flip the blame on you and make you the problem. And guess what? They're going to call you the narcissist because a narcissist knows that narcissists are very selfish. They know what a narcissist is. but they don't want anybody to look at them like that because they don't want it, because to call themselves or think of themselves as a narcissist would mean that they would have to acknowledge that they have a problem with themselves. And this is the thing. Narcissists won't acknowledge that they are the problem. Why won't they acknowledge it? Because they can't face shame. Because in order to face shame destroys their little fragile ego. That's what it's all about, you guys. All right? So it's like this. In general, narcissists, you know, they don't think of themselves as narcissists. They just think of themselves as smarter, clever, know the game, and that, you know, you are stupid, you are naive, you are a sucker, you speak your mind, you show your hand. That makes you stupid and a sucker and a fool. And that's how a narcissist looks at you. And they look at themselves as being shifty, clever, smart, player. But that's not a narcissist. That's just somebody that's doing what they got to do. And if you don't know what the game is, that's your fault because you're naive. Okay? So that's how they look at it. They don't look at themselves as, you know, oh, I'm a narcissist and this is what I do. No, they look at it like, I know the game and I'm out to get something. And if I could get it and you're stupid and you don't see what I'm doing, that's your fault because you don't know the game. Okay. If you believe everything I say, that's your fault because, you know, you're an idiot if you think that everybody's honest with you. They, like, again, they look at other people as a fool. You know, if you sit there and you believe their words because they know they're lying and they're actually laughing behind your back. Understand this. These narcissists are not stupid. They are very aware of what they're doing. And if you sit there and you believe every word that comes out of their mouth, the more you believe, the more they're going to look at you as naive and stupid, okay? And they're laughing about it. And they're saying to themselves, oh, I could get over on this sucker, okay? And they don't care. And they feel, you know how they honestly feel? They don't feel empathy for you. They feel like, well, you did it to yourself. If you got played, that's your fault because you didn't know the game. This is how they look at it. They don't look at it like, you know, nobody ever taught you and how are you supposed to know that people are playing games? You know, you did the best you knew. That's why I tell people, forgive yourself. You did the best you could considering what you knew at the time. But see, from a narcissist's perspective, they don't look at it like that. They don't have empathy and say, well, you didn't know, you know, and they feel bad for the fact that you got hurt. They look at it like, well, that's tough shit on you. You know, you should have known better. You should have known better. And a lot of times narcissists will say something, they'll victim shame somebody and they'll say, well, you did it to yourself. Okay. A lot of narcissists will do this. They'll say to people that are hurting or found themselves in a bad spot or something, they'll say, well, you did it to yourself. Okay. They have no understanding for the fact that you had no way of knowing certain things. Oh, instead it's you did it to yourself. So you guys, let me wrap up and just say this, all right? A narcissist doesn't want to be referred to as a narcissist, and they don't consider themselves narcissists. They consider themselves, like I told you, clever people that are doing what they have to do to survive because it's a dog-eat-dog world, and, you know, they're not going to have anybody get over on them. All right. So they feel they do everything that they do. They feel they have to do. In other words, okay, they acknowledge the fact to themselves that they're lying. They know that they're lying, but they're justifying it and say, well, I had to lie to you. Okay. I had to lie to you because otherwise I got to deal with your mouth. Otherwise I got to deal with, you know, arguing with you. Otherwise I can't get away with what I want to get away with. So I have to, I'm doing what I have to do to survive. Okay. That's how they look at it. All right. But they don't consider themselves narcissists. They just consider themselves as, you know, doing what they have to do in this cruel, hard world, all right? That nobody is fair, nobody is trustworthy. See, narcissists look at everybody else as not being trustworthy. That's why they don't trust you. They don't feel anybody is trustworthy. So that's why they always got to be one step ahead of you so that you can never, ever screw them over. They'll never let you try to screw them over, all right? And they just feel that this is what they have to do to prevent getting hurt. They're afraid of getting hurt. So I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. And have a great day, you guys. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.